And so we're back on the road that brought us to the start of the Chadar. And our journey is complete. It's quite fitting to end on the road, I suppose. I think without exception, everybody we've met in Zanskar has desired the new road through the Zanskar Gorge to be finished as fast as possible. Even if they're almost universally doubtful as to when it will be finished. But what I can see before me is an indication of the concerns the Zanskaris have about the completion of the road as well. We're just above the temporary Nepali work camp known locally as Kathmandu. These are people already connected to the modern world. They earn their keep by making bridges, by building roads. And yet their poverty is in stark contrast to the situation in Zanskar. The people in the valley may have very little money. Indeed, until recently, may have had virtually no need for money. But their subsistence lifestyle, based on small holdings, based on providing for themselves the basic needs for life, and trading, bartering for the rest, has allowed them to develop a much richer culture, a much more comfortable way of life, even in spite of the rigours of the isolation of Zanskar, especially in winter, than in this poor temporary, than in the meagre camp that is Kathmandu. So if the Zanskaris wish it, let's hope the road is completed as fast as possible, and there's no doubt it will bring a lot of benefits. Let's just hope that they manage to avoid some of the pitfalls associated with the modern world as well. So the journey is complete. We're back on the road that brought us to the start of the Chadar, high above the Zanskar River. It's fitting to finish on the road, because so much of this journey has been about what will happen when the Chadar is lost, when the road is completed, when nobody walks along the ice river anymore. And yet, universally in Zanskar, people want the road. And you can understand why, with children aged as little as 7 having to walk down the ice river and then be left away from home for 9, 10 months, maybe even longer, just to receive an education. But we've met enough people, in Zanskar who are quite aware of the pitfalls associated with being more connected to the modern world as well. There can be no better example than the meagre temporary work camp just below me, where Nepali workers stay who are building the road, building a bridge across the river. It's called Kathmandu for that reason, and its poverty is in stark contrast with the relative comfort and self-sufficiency that we've just experienced in Zanskar. They may not have very much money. They may even have had no need for money until quite recently. And yet theirs is a much wealthier life than that eked out below me. So as the Zanskaris wish it, let's hope the road is completed as quickly as possible, and that all the benefits they aspire to, all the benefits they hope it brings, all the benefits they think it will bring, and that it brings all the benefits that they think it will. But let's also hope that it doesn't destroy their unique way of life by bringing some of the pitfalls associated with the modern world. So that's the end of our Chadar journey. I'm on the road that will take us back to Leh, high above the Zanskar River. It's been an amazing experience. A challenge, a revelation in seeing Zanskar in winter, and the wonderful culture and way of life that has built up there through the centuries, in spite of the rigours of the isolation of the valley. It's quite fitting to be back on the road, as our journey was predicated on telling the story of the Chadar and Zanskar before it is connected to the modern world. Almost universally, those in Zanskar have welcomed the prospect of the new road, even if they're sceptical as to when it might arrive. But below me is a warning as to the potential consequences of joining in with modernity, of joining in with the rest of the world. The temporary work camp for Nepali labourers, known as Kathmandu as a result, is just below me. The temporary work camp known as Kathmandu because of its... The temporary work camp below me known as Kathmandu because it houses Nepali road labourers is a far poorer place, even though money is the currency, even though the workers there are part of the modern world, part of the money economy. It's a much poorer place than anywhere I've seen in Zanskar. In Zanskar, they may not have very much money. They may even have had no need for money until recently. And yet the culture is much richer. The standards of living much higher. So let's hope that the road which will end this remarkable Chadar journey along the frozen river brings all the positive things that those in Zanskar wish for. And let's also hope that it doesn't bring the downsides that can be associated with joining the modern world. But let's also hope it doesn't bring some of the downsides that are unfortunately associated with joining the modern world.